With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he does not support every item in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill being debated on Capitol Hill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As the Senate tackles the House-approved bill, the president said he expects there to be some changes.
I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the Big Beautiful Bill. But the beautiful is because of all of the things we have.
Primarily the tax cuts, he said. Last week, Trump senior advisor Elon Musk criticized the bill, expressing disappointment that it would increase the deficit and undercut his DOGE efforts. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia's drone and missile attacks on Ukraine killing two more people, including a 9-year-old child. Uncertainty, meanwhile, remains around while Kyiv diplomats will attend a new round of peace talks proposed by Moscow for early next week, those talks to be held in Istanbul. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth reassuring U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific they will not be left alone to face increasing military and economic pressure from China.
He really put the onus on powers in the region, in the Asia Pacific, to increase their defense spending in order to try and balance out what China is trying to do and China's increasing influence in the region. He said, look at Europe. Because of Ukraine, all the countries there have increased their defense spending, and Asia needs to do the same, not only because China is such a real threat, but also because North Korea is in this region as well.
Court documents revealing the 10 men who escaped from that jail in New Orleans more than 2 weeks ago received help from at least 15 people, many of them friends and family who provided food, cash, and shelter. This is SRN News. A man receives a degree from a women's college.
Rachel Levine was the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Biden. Levine is also a man living as a woman. But that has not stopped Smith College, the noted women's school, from awarding Levine an honorary degree and the opportunity to deliver the commencement address to a graduating class of more than 600 women. Women's Declaration International, a feminist group, protested Levine's award. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates filing suit against Arizona to unravel several laws regulating abortion there. The lawsuit, filed by two providers in the state and the Arizona Medical Association, comes more than 6 months after voters enshrined abortion in the state constitution up to fetal viability, which is the point in time at which an unborn child can survive outside of the womb. This is SRN News. Historic spending cuts to Medicaid health coverage and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, are included in the budget package passed by the House last week. As it stands, the legislation would slash Medicaid spending by roughly $700 billion and SNAP by about $300 billion, but Jonathan Williams of the American Legislative Exchange Council says implementing a work requirement for Medicaid recipients who are able to work is a great idea.
I think the Senate may even look to go further, but I mean, what the House did is actually come forward with the common sense work requirements that so many states have looked to engage in if they were able to get waivers from the federal government to do so, and that's going to have some major savings.
In addition, Williams telling the Salem Radio Network that DOGE and House Republicans identified fraud and a lot of abuse in Medicaid. More details at srnnews.com.